Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Talk.
Double R.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk. Welcome, welcome to Real Talk with Double R. How you doing? I'm your host, Ron Ramsey. Listen, how you doing? I got an interesting topic. And it's a topic that affects everybody and everyone. Death. There's two things that are guaranteed in our lifetimes. One is death and one is taxes. And you know Double R ain't talking about no doggone taxes. But listen, I had to laugh because Double R is really not feeling it right now. Double R is hurting. Double R just lost his kid's sister recently. And it's been rough. Because it's been rough because me and my sister were not on the best of terms. And I hate that we weren't on good terms. I mean, I just hate that it didn't go that way. We drifted apart. We detached about junior high school. She lived her life. She went her way. I went my way. And my sister did life her way. She burnt the candle at both ends. She did it her way. I got to respect it. I'm not going to put her business out there, but she just did it her way. And I'm saying for the ones out there that are losing loved ones, it makes you think. And each time someone dies in your family or close friends, it makes you measure your mortality, especially when they're in your age, around your age, of your age. It really makes you look and measure mortality. Because I know, man, being my younger kid sister, I never would have thought that she would pass away the way she did. That's the last thing I thought. So we really have to appreciate each other while we're here. I mean, we don't talk to each other enough. We don't say thank you. We don't say, may I help you? We don't ask how you doing. And I think technology has a lot to do with it. You know, the world is very impersonal. So you're not talking and communicating as we should. And in the case of my sister, you know, our terms were not good. We were not on good terms. And partly was because she used to piss me off and I would get stubborn and didn't want to talk back to her. But then I should have just, like, you know, ignored it and just sucked it up. But what I did, and I made the biggest mistake of letting too much time elapse. That was my downfall. And I kept thinking, I got tomorrow. I got tomorrow. I got next week. I'll holler at it tomorrow. People, please don't think that way. If you have loved ones and friends that you really say you love and you guys are not on good terms, at least make the attempt to get on good terms. But even though they may not agree with you, they may not accept it. But if you know you really made the effort to be on good terms, that's all you can do. That's all you can ask for. I mean, at the end of the day, if they don't want to do it, at least you can say, I made the attempt to talk to them, to reach out to them, to help them. That's the part you got control over. You don't have control over whether they accept it or like you or anything else, but we do have control of reaching out to people and putting that hand out there. You do have control over that. So say for me, Double R, your boy's low. Emotionally, I'm low because I said, once again, she left the planet and we weren't on good terms. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, I hate to say it, but it is what it is. So I want to make sure the loved ones that I have, the few that I have left living, I want to make sure that we're on good terms. Because for me, good terms is very important. Very, very important. And sometimes you have to put down that wall of stubbornness, that wall of I don't care, that wall of screw them, that wall of you owe me apology. Okay, if you're going to keep allowing these walls to go up, you're never going to go around the walls or over the walls to try to resolve the problem. Because it's easy to say it's your fault. You owe me explanation. You did this to me. You did that to me. I mean, it's easy to say that. And most of us like to make excuses. And along with the excuse comes more time for you not to be woman enough or man enough to resolve the situation. Tell somebody, sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I wish right now, from all the times me and my sister used to argue and not agree on things, right now, I would love for her to argue with me. I would love for her to cuss me out. Man, I miss that. Oh, man, you just don't know. I would love it right now, because once you transcend and move on, it's a wrap. That's the biggest thing is, people, we need to understand, it's a wrap. It's over. So while we're living here, tell people that you love them. Give people their verbal flowers while they're here. And I repeat again, verbal flowers. Give them to them while they're here. Because once I transcend or move on, or you transcend and move on, them flowers are no good. Because anybody can go to a funeral and send the biggest bouquet of flowers. And they go, yeah. So who's the, people will say, who sent those flowers? Oh, so-and-so sent those flowers. Oh, they so nice. They so big. Man, that's some beautiful flowers. Okay. So the people say they're beautiful and big flowers. But you know what? When I was alive, you wouldn't give me 25 cents. You wouldn't give me a dollar when I was alive. So are those flowers for you? Or are those flowers to pump yourself up and go, yeah, I got the biggest bouquet of flowers here? Yeah, that may be true, but you don't have no communication with that person in that casket. I mean, look at that person in the casket. It makes you wonder, what type of relationship did I have with them? And what type of relationship did they have with me? So it's two ways. Ask yourself, really? So if you think by bringing the biggest bouquet of flowers means something, nah, it don't mean nothing. Don't mean nothing when you didn't have a relationship with that person in the casket. I mean, they're cool, they're nice, they're cute, but they don't mean anything. They don't hold any weight. So you have to really ask yourself where you want to be with your family and friends. And sometimes they get on your nerve. Believe me, they get on my damn nerve, but I still keep on rolling with them. Because our family, we don't get to choose our family. We get to choose our friends and we get to choose relationships. But family, we don't get to choose. So whoever you got, you stuck with them. Now, you can choose to deal with them or choose not to deal with them. But your ass is pretty much stuck with them relatives. So you know what? I would say this to you. Those of you who have loved ones that are still alive, and you're letting something small, a grudge, a misunderstanding, you took my plate, you stole my mama's picture, or you didn't make the right apple pie, or you hating on me because I got a house and you don't have one, or my husband's doing this. Put all that stuff aside. Kick it to the curb, throw it to the side, and look at the bigger picture. Because once you move on, it's a wrap. You cannot tell your loved ones how you feel once they move on. It's a done deal. So give them their verbal flowers while they're alive. Very important. Give it to them. Tell them you're sorry. You know what I mean? Especially if you the cause. Be real. Be helpful. Be friendly. Help them out. I know sometimes I ain't helping him out. She always wanna. Yeah. And he always want to too. So my thing is here is that I'm working on being a better person in that area, because me and my siblings are not on good terms at all. And a lot of it is all of our fault. I'm not going to sit up here and blame them and blame that. I don't want you to feel sorry for Double R. Double R just keeping it real. I am not on the best terms with my siblings. I wish I was, but based on their life, the way they're living, the way they do things, their beliefs, and what they've been introduced to in the world, it kind of slants things. It kind of like has taken us and detached us from one another. So I hopefully hope that one day that I can sit down with my siblings before they leave. I wasn't able to with Dawn. I wish I would have had more talks with her. I wish we could have been laughing more. I wish I could have just been there just to, you know, have a glass of water with her. I don't know. But anyway, Double R just wasn't really feeling himself. And just want to let you know that the passing of my sister really, really bothered me. I'm going to leave. I'm going to depart right now. Real talk with Double R. It's not where you line up. It's where you wind up. Peace. God bless. And I'm out of here. Thank you.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Talk. With
real
Double R.
Talk.
Real
talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real.